It's interesting. You have to look back. You have to see where this Maliki came from, first of all. You know, he was one of these guys, one of these oligarchs that fled the country after King Faisal was overthrown in 1956 in Iraq. And that ushered in a wave of left-wing communist rule that nationalized the Iraqi oil sector, took it away from the Four Horsemen. Mainly BP was heading that Iraqi consortium. They made it the Iraqi National Oil Company. Karim al-Qassim became prime minister. He was a leftist. He nationalized a bunch of other stuff. And that period lasted until about 1964 when CIA agent Saddam Hussein, working under his handler Bruce O'Dell at CIA, assassinated Qassim, ushered in a wave of right-wing Ba'athist rule. Then Saddam Hussein in the 90s took a left turn and realized what these guys were up to, and so they got rid of him. Maliki seems to have done the same. He was their puppet. They installed him just like they installed UNICAL, Chevron, Hamid Karzai in Afghanistan. And now he's turned on them, apparently, because they had to create ISIS. Well, he created ISIS in Syria, CIA, British intelligence, Mossad, funding from the Saudis, Qatar, UAE, all the Sheikh buddies working for the City of London as well, billionaires. And, yeah, so, but the interesting thing is, you know, they've been rebutted in Syria, thanks to Hezbollah and the Russians. It looks like the Ukrainian army has been defeated now by a bunch, you know, just a ragtag bunch of freedom fighters. They're driving back all the Ukrainian troops in the country. Poroshenko yesterday was forced to sign a ceasefire because of that. And so now there's ISIS. And so we create ISIS in Syria. John McCain gets his pictures taken with them. And now then they cross the border. Well, I think it was by design, because my take on it is they wanted to lop off Kurdistan as a separate country, using ISIS to destabilize the area and get rid of Maliki at the same time. We'll see if that happens, but they're 0-2 so far here lately, and I have a feeling it's not going to happen, because the Iraqis have had the sense to get this government in place quickly, and they've allied themselves with the Kurds, and I don't think they're going to allow for that to happen. But they want Kurdistan a separate nation, because Kirkuk oil field is in that area, and it's a very large oil field. And they also want Basra lopped off from Iraq eventually, because of the South Rumala oil field in that area, which is the one where the Kuwaitis were horizontally drilling with Santa Fe Drilling, another CIA front, into Iraq, which provoked the Gulf War way back in 1990. So, yeah, round and round we go in the Middle East with these intrigues and these, you know, provocateurs and mercenary armies. And but ISIS, in a nutshell, I think it's another failed foreign policy of the Obama administration. This sort of radical pragmatism, run amok at the CIA, create Al Qaeda and then destroy them, and then we'll get what we want. But they're probably not going to get what they want. They will, however, sell a lot of arms, which they're happy about. A lot of oil to both sides, to the Kurdish army. They'll get all new guns, and the Peshmergas and everybody else will get guns in the region. So I suppose the defense contractors are happy. But it's just out of control, and it's a sign of a dying empire, desperate empire, trying to hang on to control over the world, when, in fact, you have the BRICS nations emerging. You have a polycentric world, as Putin called it, emerging. And this is what we need going forward.